From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
In Suriname, concern over a sudden display of unity between Bautasar and Brunswick.
Well, I have a very bad feeling about that, because this means total control, and that's no good.
CARICOM ministers still awaiting a response from the Dominican Republic on its plan for banana exports, and in cricket, an optimistic outlook from West Indies team manager.
Well, it's in another position that we probably expected that we would be in at this stage of the game. Only 3 days have gone, and we look like we could be out for the count, so to speak.
I'm Sonia Fraser, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Suriname, moves by military commander Desi Bautasar to end the internal armed conflict are being viewed with suspicion in some quarters. In a surprise move on Sunday, Commander Bautasar, addressing a mass rally marking the 10th anniversary of Suriname's military coup, invited onto the platform Jungle Commando leader Ronnie Brunswick and the head of the Tucayana Amerindian Rebels. These groups have been waging an armed struggle against the military for the past 4 years. The Reverend Rudolf Palanen was chairman of the Organization for Peace and Justice until he left Suriname 8 months ago. On the line from his new base in Amsterdam, the Reverend told me his feelings about the sudden display of unity.
Well, I have a very bad feeling about that, because this means total control, and that's no good. I'm talking about military control, I'm talking about control of the interior of Suriname, and if we add to that the control of the government, then it's total control.
What, in your opinion, is it that's brought them together?
Well, I think they need each other to control the interior. You know, there are severe rumors that there is some trafficking of drugs going on through the interior of Suriname. So I have the feeling that that's the aim.
President Shankar has spoken of proposed changes in the constitution. Do you think he'll move to weaken the constitutional strength of the military?
Well, what should happen is that the position given to the military in the constitution needs a correction. But politicians have told the people in 1987, if you say yes to this constitution, we will change the constitution later on. But now it's almost 3 years after after the referendum and elections, and they have not been able to change the constitution as yet, and I don't see them change this constitution.
Some reports have actually suggested that Suriname is ripe for another military coup, but with Commander Bautasar already wielding a lot of power, will that be necessary?
I don't think that a military coup is to be expected. If it is meant for him to have the power in the country, there is no need at all for a other coup.
What about Ronnie Brunswick? Do you think he'll lose his Robin Hood-like image as a result of his moves to bury the hatchet with Bautasar?
Yes, I think people in the interior will lose all trust in him. They won't accept him anymore as their leader. I think that they will just drop him, and maybe some other leader in the interior will stand up.
The Reverend Rudolf Palanen. Among President Castro's supporter in Cuba, the news of an opposition victory in the Nicaraguan elections has been greeted with dismay. As Lionel Martin reports from Havana, the Cuban government's official view of the election result was reflected in a Granma editorial this morning.
The Cuban government has been the most faithful ally of the Sandinista government in Nicaragua. Most of the Sandinista leaders were inspired by Fidel Castro, and their struggle was backed by Cuba. Government officials here do not hide their disappointment over the results of the election. They believe that the almost total U.S. economic blockade of Nicaragua and the bloody fratricidal Contra War sponsored by Washington tore away at popular support for the Sandinista government. According to the Cuban view, many Nicaraguans voted for the opposition because its victory meant an end to the war and the beginning of economic recovery. But a Cuban official said that those Nicaraguans will find that the opposition victory also means economic dependence on the United States and a continuing role as an underdeveloped nation with great social inequality, poverty, and unemployment. The Cuban government says it was a hard blow, but that the Sandinistas came out of the election as a powerful force in Nicaragua and that the political struggle will continue. Over the next few months, before Violeta Chamorro is inaugurated, the Cubans will begin withdrawing their military advisors from Nicaragua and possibly the doctors, teachers, and construction workers that have been working there. And it is very possible that Cuba and the new Nicaraguan government will establish diplomatic relations. The Cubans, according to many observers here, would be ready to maintain relations. But they say that the new Nicaraguan president will be under strong pressure from the United States and former Contras to treat Cuba as an enemy. Cuban officials believe that the electoral defeat of the Sandinistas will mean that Cuba